It's 4 in the morning, the end of December. I'm writing you now just to see if you're better. New York is cold, but I like where I'm living. There's music on Clinton Street all through the evening.
And welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX. Greg Isaac, Joseph Erdo, and of course, our great producer and thief, Eric Reinert.
Thief because he stole all the coffee.
Yeah.
God, everything Leonard Cohen sings is just so depressing.
It sounds like from a horror movie, not a cop, corrupt cop type of film.
Well, did you ever see Rampart?
Yeah. No.
Woody Harrelson.
Okay.
Plays a great,
yeah, I saw that.
Great corrupt cop.
Really?
Famous Blue Raincoat by Leonard Cohen.
Okay.
It is a very sad sounding song.
It does, yeah. Very light, depressing mood now. But of course, something that will make you happy is some wealth. And of course, this hour is brought to you by Arrowhead Wealth Management, the best at creating and protecting your wealth. Founder and radio host Conrad Kogoschol is heard live every first Wednesday at 11 a.m. Arizona time on BTBN, which is Break, B-R-E-A-K, radioshow.com. All his shows are archived there as well. Give him a call at 623-888-3210, 623-888-3210.
And yes, this is Breakthrough Entertainment's Corrupt Cop Show in honor of the film Cop Car that opened yesterday and also on video on demand, so you check that out.
When you say video on demand, like where?
I believe that you can get Cop Car on iTunes.
If you have like Cox, yeah, you get it on there.
The cable services and whatnot as well.
Just Google it. A lot of areas have it.
Yeah, and there's certain things that you can. I know that Dave did this. If you have Amazon Prime, you get a lot of these things for free or something, right?
Some of them you do, but you still have to pay for the new releases like that.
Okay.
But they stream all, you know, older movies on there and stuff like that. So it's a great thing to have if you don't have Amazon Prime, even though this one wouldn't be free on there.
Right.
You definitely want to check
it out.
It's
$100 a year, right?
Yeah, it's great. And you know, you get now the other day I ordered something at 3 a.m. and I ended up getting it seven hours later. It was amazing.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, Amazon Prime, because they have same-day shipping now. And
they ship on Sundays, too. If you see a post office
You ordered
office
something
worker,
in the morning, and it got there the same day?
Well, yeah, it was like 2 or 3 a.m. when I ordered it, and maybe not 10 a.m. when it came, but it was like late morning, early afternoon.
That's because they're setting up hubs in every city.
Yeah, yeah, and it was great.
And they are, you know, if you see a post office worker on a Sunday, they're really not happy because they have to deliver things on Sunday, especially for Amazon Prime.
Well, hopefully they get paid a little more, though. Maybe like
hopefully,
a weekend
yes.
wage or something like that.
Yeah, that's true. And, of course, I want to remind our listeners.
They're probably just happy to be working.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You
think of it like that. You need
you
a little
have to be
little
in these days. Yeah. But go to breakradioshow.com, click on the big F. That'll take you to our Facebook page where you can watch us on Meerkat. Greg put a link to our Meerkat stream up there. Or you can also find us at at Breakthrough Entertainment on Meerkat and on Periscope.
Turn your computer monitor sideways.
Yes, turn your computer monitor sideways in order.
Periscope. I think it's Eric Reinert 1. I don't remember.
Eric Reinert 1, okay.
If it's not Eric Reinert 1, then just leave off the 1.
And our listeners are talking with us. Kevin Bacon is a great actor, James says. They're testing 2-hour shipping, James
nice.
Says. So 2-hour
shipping.
Wow.
Woo!
Wow. That would be amazing.
Thank you, James. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Kevin. God, talk about a really needy country.
Yeah. Amazon Prime, Amazon in general is amazing.
Yeah. That, well, yeah.
I mean, I don't know the behind-the-scenes stuff with it. Hopefully
Amazon.
They treat people well, but... Getting your stuff that quickly, good prices. Come on now.
I got those tripods on Amazon for I think they were like $3 a piece.
I got my Tim Hortons coffee K-cups on there. Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to make one this morning. I kind of had to rush out.
I'm telling you, I would have brought my own coffee if I knew there wasn't any.
Eric thieving our coffee.
Yes, James.
It wasn't enough.
James, if you know anyone in Phoenix who is willing to bring us some coffee, we'd love it. Eric refuses to give us any coffee.
I know. There's instant coffee in there. Go in there and just put it out in the sun. It'll heat it up.
That's disgusting.
Of course, our viewers on the Meerkat stream cannot see Eric, and I don't want to move it around all right now because we're
that's
in a
okay.
good place. And we got.
You probably couldn't see me through the window anyway.
Right. Well, we are talking about a few other movies. In a few moments, actually, in about 7 minutes, we'll be speaking with author Felicia Day. She's got this book out called You're Never Weird on the Internet, Almost. So we're excited to speak with her. She's also an actress.
Yeah, very good.
And but before we get to that, we need to talk about a couple other movies that came out yesterday, including People, Places, Things. In this, Jermaine Clement plays a newly single graphic novelist who balances parenting his young twin daughters and a classroom full of students while exploring and navigating the rich complexities of new love and letting go of the new of the woman who left him. Kind of a smaller film. Did you see the trailer for this?
No, I didn't. But Jermaine Clement's great.
Really talented guy. Yeah. I didn't know what to think about this movie at first. You know, it kind of looked interesting to me.
What was it called?
People, Places, Things.
Oh, is that the screener?
No, was it the screener? Yeah, I sent you.
That was one of them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is not about big moments. It's kind of a small movie, nor does it contain any life-changing revelations. Instead, this new dramedy remains relatively low impact in terms of both its conflicts and its resolutions. That approach may make it seem somewhat slight in significance, but its heart is clearly enormous, as is evident by the warmth that emanates from this movie and the catharsis for which it is responsible. It's a really feel-good type of movie. I mean, it's not like overwhelmingly sappy or anything, but it's just a really warm movie. I was surprised, you know, to see Jermaine Clement capable of doing this, you know, kind of role.
That's good.
He delivers a performance that is equal parts humorous and sincere. And he creates a charismatic character with which we easily identify, complemented by a story that stimulates serious thought about our own past relationships. I think that you'll watch People, Places, Things thinking a lot about your own relationships in your life over the years. I'm giving it a thumbs up. I was really genuinely surprised about this movie. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it looks good. I mean, Jermaine Clement, you know, I remember him specifically mainly from Dinner with Schmucks, of course. He was hilarious in that, and as Joseph kind of said, those are the type of roles you think of him in, so it's good to hear that he pulls off something like this, funny, but as well as could pull some dramatic stuff.
Yes, and another movie that opened yesterday was Return to Sender. I believe that both of these are available on video on demand.
I just got that song out of my head.
Return to Sender.
Stop.
Oh, okay. Rosamund Pike. You can't get Rosamund Pike out of your head, though, I'm sure.
Oh. She's a hottie.
Yeah, she is. Hey.
Oh, we're not supposed to say that.
We're not allowed to say stuff like that anymore.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe that somebody thinks it's wrong for you to say somebody's attractive. I mean, that's silly. Are we just supposed to just be like monotone through our whole life?
Sometimes we do go overboard in talking about the physical attractiveness.
We don't go overboard. My idol's Howard Stern. Have you heard what he says? And he's great. Come on now.
I don't think we've ever gone overboard. Just because we say somebody's a hottie or somebody looks really, really hot. I mean, what's wrong with that?
Everybody
wants to be so politically correct. It's crazy. It's just it's just like if somebody is attractive, why can't you say that?
You should be able to.
You definitely can.
And it will help them out as well. They'll be like, huh, you know, I was really insecure about it, but now I feel a little better.
Otherwise, you go through your whole life not picking a side on anything, and you're just walking down the middle of the pathway, and nothing's exciting in your life.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, you got to be careful with Rosamund Pike, as we don't want to. I know that it's been out for Gone Girl has been out for some time, but we still don't want to reveal what. But you just got to be careful with Rosamund Pike. She's might not be working.
Yeah, don't turn your back on her.
Right, don't turn your back on her. Especially in Return to Sender, she plays a woman whose perfect world is shattered by a brutal assault when she agrees to a blind date and the wrong man comes to her door.
Oh no!
Desperate for closure, she reaches out to her convicted attacker in prison, it's played by Shiloh Fernandez, and slowly builds a relationship with him, but when he is paroled and comes looking for her, she seizes the opportunity to exact revenge. This is a really odd movie.
What? Cameron Mannheim in another movie we're reviewing today?
We should have did
Cameron.
Wow,
what are the odds?
Cameron Mannheim show
today. Are you
today.
Kidding? The last movie I remember her from, and I know she's probably been in some since then, is Scary Movie 3.
Her hat kept getting bigger?
Yeah. My God. Cameron Mannheim.
Well, it's kind of a far-fetched setup, don't you agree? You know, this woman gets raped, and then she kind of starts to fall in love with this guy. She goes to prison, meet him in prison. He gets out, and, you know.
I mean, it seems far-fetched. I know there's the whole issue, like, I mean, this is different from kidnapping, but things were...
psychological,
things like that. But yeah, Shiloh Fernandez, remember him from that Skateland, I think
Skateland,
it was,
yeah.
Which I really liked. And but Nick Nolte, you know, he's still
even Nick
kind
Nolte
of around.
And Nick Nolte's in another movie coming out, A Walk in the Woods, in a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm. Rumor Willis, Scout Taylor Compton, who I haven't seen a lot lately. Mm-hmm. Of course, Ryan Phillippe.
This manages to capture viewers' interest and keep that interest. Perhaps compellingly, charismatic star Rosamund Pike is responsible for this, or maybe it's just sheer curiosity that deserves the credit, since the story is a bit bizarre. I think we can agree that the story is a bit bizarre.
Absolutely.
Nick Nolte was in Noah. Yeah. We did watch that movie, by the way.
I'm sorry.
I know, it was so awful.
I tried to watch it, and then I turned it off.
Yeah.
If the latter is the case, this is a double-edged sword. The new thriller's bizarre qualities quickly become ludicrous with this character's actions, rendering them either unconvincing or unhinged. This film even fails as exploitation due to the brevity and ambiguity of its brutality, which is especially disappointing due to the promising suspense that precedes it. Thumbs down for Return to Sender. I am disappointed because I really did like the beginning of it. It's kind of a guilty pleasure in a way, but I am disappointed in the ending of it. Mm-hmm. So ultimately, thumbs down.
No, I you know, it's
you
funny.
Just yawning in the mic.
No, I was crying.
Yawning in the mic, and you know.
No, IMDb. A lot of the folks on there kind of said the same thing. Is that the ending?
The ending kind of ruins it.
Yeah, but the rest of it is all right. But poor ratings, at least on there, just a little over 5. But again, IMDb. You know, from different people out there, sometimes you can't. Well, one, no matter what someone says about a movie, people have different tastes. They'll see it. But two, sometimes a thing like IMDb, people kind of troll it, and with different films, they'll rank it low even without seeing it, or rank it high, or things like that. But it's always fun to see people's comments on there.
Yes, and I do like Rosamund Pike, but if you want to see a good movie on this topic, see I Spit on Your Grave. You ever see that one?
Oh, that's a 70s classic.
Well, there's a remake of it as well. I like the remake.
I don't think I've seen it.
Really interesting.
No.
But we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll bring on our guest, author Felicia Day. You're never weird on the internet. Almost. I know that our Meerkat.
What number
watchers,
are we on there, Justin?
We are on number
10?
10, yes. 10 from Leon the Professional, Shape of My Heart by Sting. This is Breakthrough Entertainment's Corrupt Cop Show here on KPHX 1480 AM and Meerkat.
Yes.
And Periscope.
And Periscope.
Absolutely. And we'll be right back.